Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Paul Fredrickson, who's the owner of Brand Biz. Paul, how you doing?
I am great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. You went to NeoCon East, and I thought it would be good to talk and give our audience a little review of that show. Before we get into that, though, let's real quick. Brand Biz, you're a marketing communications branding firm based in Atlanta. You've been in the ad agency business for most of your life, right?
Yes, absolutely. Every bit of it.
So, and you focus mostly on flooring, right?
Yes. So that's where we've sort of gravitated toward in the last, 10 or 15 years, something like that.
Yeah. You've done work for branding work for Home Depot, right?
That is correct. They were a great client for about a dozen years or more.
All right. So you went to NeoCon East. This year was a little different. It was about the same time. I don't know. Most people may know, but the reason that NeoCon East is held in October is because that's when the government, that's their, beginning of their fiscal year, it's when they start buying things. And so this show, for the 13 years it's been in existence, has been centered around attracting GSA purchasing people. They moved it this year, though. It's always been in Baltimore, which is right down the street from Washington. And this year, based on a conflict at the Baltimore Convention Center, they moved it to Philadelphia. So tell us a little bit about the hum of the show, if you will.
Well, the hum of the show, I thought, was pretty good about midpoint. I was there the first day. Mm-hmm. Little concerned. Show didn't start till about 10 a.m. And it was a bit slow. But by midday, and then into mid afternoon, it was picking up quite nicely. So, and it's interesting that you mentioned the government purchasing thing, because I saw a lot of GSA placards out, as you might expect, in the booths, to say, hey, we're on the GSA schedule, so come talk to us.
GSA purchasing people, you can't entertain them, you can't buy them lunch. And so they're an interesting group because they need to come to this show to make this show successful. And I was wondering if moving it an hour further away was going to hurt the show. So was there any sense? Could you tell what they're planning?
No, I don't think so. I think it was fine. The biggest pain was the weather. I mean, it's first day of the show, it was awful up there. Rain and wind, and it was just kind of miserable. By the next day it had cleared out, but it makes getting to and from the convention center a little interesting, to say the least. So.
So what flooring companies did you see there?
It was interesting. My observation is I was surprised at how much the flooring industry really kind of owned the show.
Saw
Bentley, Pat Craft, Mohawk Group, Tarkett, Mannington, Stone Peak, Rope, and Novalis was there and introduced their first commercial line, which is called Ava. So all in all, there were, out of all of the exhibitors, I'm figuring about 10% were flooring companies, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you compare that to the NeoCon in Chicago,
right,
flooring is a much smaller portion of the overall exhibitor space. So. And what was interesting, too, was if you picked up the event guide, over half of the ads in the event guide were from flooring manufacturers.
Okay.
So, it was definitely, they did very well in selling ad space in the flooring industry.
Yeah.
And that was interesting. Mm. And the rest of the advertisers were, mostly associations and publications. Mm-hmm. So it was a flooring show, pretty much.
All right. Well, I couldn't make it because of the StarNet meeting and then the Floor Expo meeting, so just couldn't get there. But real quickly, the programs, if you want to bring purchasing people from the government, you need to have some good programs. Did you notice whether there were some seminars that were directed toward these people to kind of lure them into the show?
Yeah, yes. As a matter of fact, I thought that, again, not on the scale that you would expect, like at a Surfaces or at NeoCon in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely respectable. Mm-hmm. Just put it that way.
Yeah.
So.
And this convention center, I know they're hosting the Democratic National Convention there, so this is a massive convention center.
It's huge. It's huge. It covers a couple of city blocks, very nice facility, and right in downtown Philadelphia. You can get a cheesesteak sandwich pretty close by.
Okay.
So, which I did, actually.
Oh, you have to.
So,
So what did you, from a trend perspective or from just, you know, the booth focuses of some of the exhibitors, give us a little feedback on that, if you would.
Well, you know, obviously, I'm really tuned into the flooring part of it.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think Bentley, I was told, won the best booth in the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they were recognized for that, which is not surprising. I mean, you know, Bentley is absolutely a terrific brand. But, you know, I really like the PatCraft booth. You know, PatCraft introduced a new line at Neocon in Chicago, their Deconstructed series.
Right.
So it was interesting to see that they basically created this kind of deconstructed space, mm-hmm. if you will, for their booth. And it was just perfect. I mean, it was just really, really nice. So
that's interesting.
Caught my eye.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, if you're right, and Bentley won that booth award, I think they won that last year as well. So they're kind of on a run on that.
Yeah, could be.
Okay, Paul. Well, I appreciate your read on this show. Thanks for being our correspondent there. I've been talking to Paul Fredrickson, the owner of Brand Biz based in Atlanta, about the Neocon East show in Philadelphia. And you've been listening to Kempar and Floridaily.net.